You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Should I close that door?
I'll close it in a second.
All right.
And we're live. It's April 5th. How's it going, Chase?
It's going good, man. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Chase DeBuehl is back in the studio with me.
Second podcast.
This is episode, is it three?
Three.
Yeah, I'm so fucked up. I was going to say four.
You don't even know your own.
Hell no. But we're chilling. Going to Stan, the guy who was on here earlier, the last show. He's having this thing at, what is it called? Ready Player One. You said you haven't heard of that, have you?
No, I knew the movie, but bro, yeah, I didn't
that
hear
movie
about
was
the, yeah, the movie was insane.
It was good, but it's like a sports bar downtown.
Okay,
I honestly haven't been going downtown since I started working at the hotel. Like, I was so scared to go downtown. I'm like, it's fucking, I'm about to get robbed. I grew up in Warren and shit. I'm about to get fucked up.
Yeah, I've been downtown only for like sports games. So
yeah, I haven't been to a sports game in a while either. Though I went to, did you do anything for opening day?
No, actually, I didn't even know when opening day was. I was like, I forgot what it was. I was going through the channel and I seen Tigers versus, I think, who do we play? Was it the Yankees? I don't know.
Some bad team. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, but yeah, I saw it. I was like, what? When did baseball start? But then I realized.
It's getting warm a little bit. It's not bad out today. Like,
it's supposed to be 68 this weekend.
Really?
Or tomorrow, I think.
Fuck, I gotta work tomorrow, bro. I had to work this morning. I was supposed to leave at 3 and I didn't leave till 3:30. I was like, fuck everything, bro. This is shit. This is ass.
Yeah, I didn't have to work today, so I was just chilling all day.
Wait, where do you work again? I'm not sure if you
brought Firehouse Subs.
Firehouse Subs?
Yeah.
Bro, why haven't we linked earlier, bro? All I eat is subs and waffles, bro. That's it.
They're all hot subs, man. They're fire. Damn. Literally in the title.
And where is it?
It's on I think it's 19 in Hayes. Yeah, 19 in Hayes. Yeah.
Damn, I haven't been over to like Hayes area.
I'm terrible with directions. So.
Oh, I'm ass, bro. If I didn't have this
GPS.
Cell phone, bro, I would be so fucked, bro. People at the hotel ask me like, you know where? I'm like, shit, let me look it up with you, bro.
Right.
We're about to figure this out together.
Right.
But shit, bro, catch me up on March Madness, bro. I haven't filled out a bracket or nothing, bro. I'm ass.
Okay, so you know how every year there's that one Cinderella team, right?
Yeah.
So I messed up earlier when I told you it was Texas Tech. It's actually Auburn. They're a fifth seed.
That's what I heard. I heard they were like really hot right now.
Yeah, they're really hot. And their best player just tore his ACL against North Carolina.
What the fuck?
And they blew out North Carolina, the number one team. Everyone had them. Well, not everyone, but a lot of people had them going to the Final Four.
So he's fucked up. How long does it take for something like that to heal? Because it's like...
With his kind of treatment, because he's a D1 athlete, probably like 9 months.
Damn.
8 to 9 months.
That's still a long ass time. When does the basketball season start? September or no?
For college?
Yeah.
I don't know when college starts, to be honest.
That's a good question.
Yeah. That is a good question.
That's so fucked, bro. Like, that's the one part of the body. If you tear or fuck up, it's over.
And the thing is that it can happen at any time. Literally. One wrong move. And it doesn't even have to be a wrong move, honestly.
Yeah.
You could just fall. There's a, what's his name? Steven Tulloch. He was on the Lions. I don't remember how many years ago. But he sacked the quarterback and he was celebrating. He jumped up in the air and came back down and tore his ACL.
Bro.
Ended his career.
I fucked my leg up, bro, so bad. I was in the gym, was it Wednesday? I was throwing like this body shot to the bag or whatever, and it was like my whole like I felt my entire like tendon come out of my like fucking thigh, and that shit was, I was in so much pain. My coach just started dying laughing. I'm like, bro, help me, bro. What are you doing?
Right, don't just stand there.
Yeah, that's funny, crazy. Shit.
But yeah, Michigan lost. They got blown out by Texas Tech, and then the big surprise was Michigan State beating Duke.
Yeah, bro. I didn't see that coming. I was talking to my Lyft driver. She told me that she doesn't really like watch sports or whatever, but her coworker bet on Duke against that in that game.
Right.
She was so mad at that nigga.
Well, I bet.
She was like, you bitch.
My brother, he was like, yeah, I'm betting 50 on Duke. And I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. Because I've been telling people all year, RJ Barrett, man, he missed the free throw. So it was a tie game. Or no, they were down two. And he had two to tie the game.
Yeah.
And he missed the first one. And then he tried to miss the second one, but it bounced in.
Damn.
So you have to have terrible luck at that point.
Right.
And then Cassius Winston, he was a Big Ten player of the year for Michigan
State. Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about that dude.
He, I don't know, he just got free and then they ran the clock out and the game was over. And then you just see all the players crying. And that's honestly like the definition of team.
Yeah.
Because they had this group of four, like, superstars, college superstars, because they were, like, I think Zion, RJ, Cam Reddish, they were, like, all top five players of the country.
Damn.
So, at that point, everyone's like, okay, yeah, they're going to win. Like, going into the season, they thought, okay, this team could go undefeated and then go all the way through and win the championship. Yeah. But, you know, that's just inexperience. And, I mean, Zion is still a hell of a player, dude. That kid's still 6'7",
2'85". They've been trying to say he's, like, one of the all-time players of Duke right now. Like, at least top five, I would say, for sure.
Well, dominance-wise, for sure. Yeah. For sure. That dude
I think they're still saying, like, all-time. I was looking at, I think, what's that show, fuck, with Stephen A? What's that shit?
First Take.
Yeah. I think he said, like, no because of, like, Grant Hill and shit, which I miss Grant Hill, like, when he started off, but I kind of, like, seen, like, you know, him playing after in the NBA or whatever. But
Grant Hill, he's definitely top five in Duke history for sure. But it's not really about the player you were in, like, the NBA, like, you turned out to be. It's about, like, at that point in college. So realistically, like, stats would say Christian Laettner is probably the best of all time just because of what he did. And then he went to the NBA and did nothing at all. So that's how it always works out with college players. The best ones don't always pan out.
That's true. Yeah. Unless you're talking about, like, Steph Curry. I seen his footage when he was in college because I had no idea who the fuck he was until, you know, he blew up back in fucking, what was it, 2013, 2014? Because I was still a fucking sophomore when he, like, blew up. And I was looking at, like, his crossover compilation.
Right.
Fucking then, insane. Dude. Bro. I was like, what? No human can do this shit. This is crazy.
But, I mean, it helps that his dad was the all-time three-point shooter for the Charlotte Hornets.
He said he did, like, 1,000 shots a day, which is fucking insane. Bro.
Insane.
Like, what the hell?
But you can do that when your dad's a NBA player.
That's true. But that's like when doing. I was in like what's it called, Louisiana, like I was on the basketball team and I was like, when's tryouts? And they were like, it's no tryouts, you just join the team, because the school was so fucking small.
Right.
But anyway, I was like doing, like, I was in the gym basically every day after school and I was just throwing up shots and I kind of like got focused. Some people just like literally throw up shots, that's it, and they try to get better, but you actually got to like focus on, like, even with boxing, like, I have to focus on where my foot is at all times, how's this toe moving, or every single part of your body. People don't, you're not going to get better if you're just in there shooting up shots. You got to actually work on your form and work on fucking how much power you put under, how much height, everything, bro.
Right.
It's a lot of shit that goes into it, and that's what people don't understand for some reason, bro. You gotta, it's a lot of like muscle memory, obviously, especially Curry doing a fucking 1,000 shots a day. That's why he can shoot that half court shit.
Oh, yeah. Like,
Yeah,
dude, he's insane. I'll never get over that. He's definitely the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Yeah.
Move over Ray Allen.
Nah,
it's definitely Steph. Yeah, it's definitely, because, well, clutch shooter, I would definitely say Ray Allen, but I mean, Ray Allen couldn't create shots like that.
Yeah.
No one could.
Nobody.
So.
Like, I don't know why he doesn't utilize his handles more. Like, when he first started off, for sure, like, got famous, I should say, in the NBA, for sure. But now he just, like, kind of hangs on the outside, and he can get on the inside just like what's the guy's name, Irving,
Kyrie.
He's such a fucking god,
dude. Every time he does something, every time he drives, I'm just like, no, it's going in no matter what.
No matter what
he does, he can do a 360 between the legs, over the head.
That's just crazy.
And it's
My favorite player, though, you might be mad at me. My favorite player is fucking Russell Westbrook.
Bro. Really? I'm not mad at that.
Some people be like, oh, bro, he doesn't pass the ball. But I watched like his full games, bro. He passes the ball all the time in the beginning. Then he gets super pissed, bro. He's like, this nigga's ass.
Yes. Okay, so you can't blame him, okay? He, first of all, Kevin Durant just left him high and dry.
Yeah,
and then
he
was by himself, averaged a triple double throughout the whole season.
How does
somebody do that? Then the next year did it again, and if I'm not mistaken, he's on pace to do it again.
Yeah,
so 3 years in a row averaging a triple double,
and
he doesn't pass.
Who was the person that had that record before? I forget.
Oscar Robertson.
Robertson, that's who it was. That shit's crazy, and that was what, back in the 70s.
70s, yeah, he was on the Bucks.
Man, that's impressive, bro. People don't understand how hard that is. And then some people say he's like padding his stats, like he'll shoot a shot and then go up and catch the rebound. That's just supposed to fucking do.
Well, if you do watch, sometimes like Steven Adams, he'll just box out the other team so Russell can get the rebound. So, I mean, he kind of does.
I will see that sometimes.
He does. He is a stat padder, but everyone is nowadays. Everyone wants to see their stats
go up.
Yeah, for sure. So,
especially because, I mean, I don't really notice it too much. I will notice him doing on the rebounds for sure. But some people say, oh, he's just like, how does he get all these assists? But he's passing the ball constantly too. Like, people don't understand that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's a weird thing when people say like, oh, he's not a team player. But if you actually watch the game and don't just look at highlights, I mean, when they are talking shit about him.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
It's wild, bro. Mm-hmm. But what team, I mean, LeBron didn't make it. We got to talk about that.
Yeah, LeBron. Well, I kind of seen that coming. So like,
I wasn't surprised just because I'm not a LeBron hater, but I don't really fucks with.
Right, yeah. I'm not a LeBron hater. My friends would say I will, but I'm not a LeBron hater because you can't hate that man.
Lewis would say you're a LeBron.
Oh, yeah, but
we're not going to talk about
that's a different story for another day. But yeah, man, LeBron, you got to respect him. But at the end of the day, he loses so much. And I don't care what people say. Oh, they had Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green.
Right.
I don't care about that because before that, he had a chance to beat Dirk Nowitzki and the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Choked. That's one of the biggest chokes by all-star NBA history in finals history.
And not to like put shade on Dirk, but I mean, you know, he's been in this bitch a while.
A while. And I mean, he wasn't, I mean, and he can only do so much, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's one of the greatest
but
of
he's
all
like,
time.
Like, I think you mentioned on the last show, he's like one dimensional kind of.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
He's like, he has one skill set.
Right.
He's going to box you out, back your ass down in the paint.
And then do that fadeaway. Over the head, it's unstoppable.
Yeah.
And then they obviously went back to back. They beat KD and Russell Westbrook in the finals. And then they beat the Spurs because Ray Allen saved LeBron's ass.
Yeah.
And then they ended up losing to the Spurs. And I think it was like a 4-1 gentleman sweep.
Yeah. But,
and then they all know the story that they got blown out by the Warriors the past 3 years.
Yeah. And I don't like, obviously, he's a great player.
Right.
I can't take that away from him. But it's just like, his attitude as well. Like, if you're going to be a great player, you got to be great all around. It's not just like, bro, like, when he, like, loses a game, he's mad at everybody, his entire team, except himself. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? He's just, I don't understand that. It's like, when he first won his first ring, what was he in, Miami, right?
He was in Miami, yeah.
He, like, apologized for it, and then he just continued to keep doing it every season after.
Right.
So it's like, you can't really apologize if you, I mean, that's insanity, bro.
See.
Shame shit over and over.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I don't know. He does kind of blame it on everyone else. Like, you'll see him at the end of the game. He'll sit at the end of the bench. Mm-hmm. Like, he won't even sit by his teammates.
Yeah, he'll just sit there with the towel on his head. I'm like, dude, come on, man. Like, what are you doing?
You can't. So, before he got injured, I think they were the third seed in the West, maybe the fourth seed. So, if he would have never got injured, I think they still would have made the playoffs, but they wouldn't have done much.
Yeah.
But people don't realize, I mean, it's what, he's in his 17th year.
Yeah.
He has the most minutes by far than anyone in the league.
Yeah, bro. He does play like 45 minutes.
And not only that, he goes...
he has that, what's that shit called? Floyd has it. I think he's like one of the only people in the world who has it. Floyd and LeBron. It's like that machine that helps them like breathe, so that cardio is fucking insane.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
But no matter what, Father Time's going to take over, no matter
how
many machines you use.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I think... just all the years of 8 straight finals and all this stuff he's done, great things. I mean, I think it just took a toll on his body. He just can't. He needs a superstar.
Basically,
I mean, he's always needed a superstar to win.
100%.
But who doesn't? I mean, no one can win a ring by themselves.
No. And then people are like, oh, like, he was the first to kind of start the recent super teams at Miami.
Yeah.
People was like, oh, no, like, Chris Bosh wasn't. But they were great players together. You know
Chris
what I mean?
Chris Bosh was the all-time leading scorer in Toronto, and he was like, He was consecutive All-Star games. Like, he was
Mario Chalmers was a good, like,
shooter.
Yeah. And, like, he has all these people around him, and it's like, that's a super team, bro.
Super team.
For sure. Like, even, like, the Warriors now, they're, like, even, like, fucking Andre Iguodala. How old is this fucking guy? He gets better and better every year, but still, he's not, like, a top, like, superstar player. But if you put him together with those pieces that he has... like, even the young guys they have are doing fucking shit up.
Right.
Like, it's going to be, it's just chemistry, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just chemistry.
Exactly. And the Warriors, they're kind of, they're like the monsters, you know, the monsters, you know.
That shit's so
crazy, unfair.
Though.
Yeah. It's really unfair. The only thing that can beat them is themselves at this point.
Basically.
So, like, an injury or KD gets a 16th foul.
Yeah, the one thing I notice when they lose games, there's, like, their ball movement goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you see them winning games, their ball movement literally insane.
Right.
Like, boom, 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 passing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
If they're losing, they're not moving the ball, they're not communicating. Fucking Draymond Green's doing some stupid shit. as usual.
I can't stand Draymond
Green. What's going on
Green?
With that guy?
I can't
what
stand
happened Draymond. Recently? I heard it was like, Steve Kerr was like, fuck that guy or something.
He was like, I'm sick of Draymond shit or something like that. Yeah. I mean, as a coach, you have to be, but at the same time, he's the engine of that team. So without him, like, he brings back that old school roughness.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
especially
saying?
Yeah, especially nowadays, like, the rules are so
soft.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Thanks to James Harden.
I don't fucking like that guy, bro.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about him because it would just piss me off.
Yeah, bro. Like, but yeah, the sport is super soft now. Like, I think we mentioned it a little bit. Like, back in the day, it was like no fucking rules, basically. Street ball shit. Like,
For sure.
Fucking get elbowed, you better get your ass up and hustle down the floor.
Right.
Now it's like, if you fucking, I don't understand this rule. Like, James Harden does it, not to bring him up again, but. Like, if the ball is gone and somebody touches your finger, that's not a foul.
Exactly.
You got me fucked up.
Exactly.
If you think that's a, it's not affecting the ball at all. The ball is gone at that point.
Right.
Like, nothing but gravity is on that ball at this point. So it's like, I don't understand.
And the guy travels every single time he gets
every
the ball.
Every time.
He steps back, he'll take like 5 step backs.
Honestly, LeBron does that shit every game.
Yeah, he does.
He starts walking from the 3-point line. I'm like, what?
And they don't call it.
Is he like allowed to do this? Like, what the hell, bro? Yeah. Sports are just like, even football. I haven't, like I said, mentioned this on the last show too. I haven't been watching football either.
The AAF, that was like they were hoping to be like the, you know, like a minor league for the NFL, you know. So like, I mean, MLB has it, NBA has it. I don't know if hockey has it, but
I'm actually getting into hockey, bro. Like, one of my coworkers, Eric, like, he knows everything about fucking hockey.
Right.
Every single thing, like, even from like the 73 stats, every single player. And I'm like, that shit's fascinating as hell.
Yeah.
I never, like, I played the games when I was younger, like the video games, just fuck people up. I would never even try to
score. Just truck everyone, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an interesting sport, bro.
Right.
Interesting.
It's definitely a cool sport for sure. I wish I would have played it, but I was into football, so.
Yeah. Damn. But our school wasn't scouting at all, honestly. Like, we had so many good players, I feel like.
Who?
I mean.
Are you talking about at Cusno?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we had, like, good enough to get, like, scouted or get a scholarship. Not
hockey
like,
players.
No, football.
Oh, football players. Yeah,
we had a couple. Like, it's a handful.
Yeah, we had a couple, but, like, not, like, crazy Division I scholarships. Because you got to think about it. Like, kids, they're good, but they haven't really played anyone their whole career.
That's
know?
True.
So they're going around playing Sterling Heights, Warren Mott, all these teams.
And That's how I feel like it is with... I mean, any sport, really. Like, even, like, Tim Tebow fucking shit up and when he was in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Then he gets to the actual league and he's just like...
Dude. I mean, he did okay.
He did well,
you
but
know
it
what
wasn't,
I'm saying?
Like,
they didn't,
their
he,
expectations of him.
They should have gave him another chance.
Yeah.
He had one chance in...
Denver, right?
Denver.
Yeah.
They won a playoff game. And then he went to New York, I believe. And they barely used him.
Yeah.
What's the point of picking someone up if you're not going to use him?
Which is stupid. Yeah. Oh, that brings me back to Iverson, my all-time favorite player.
Oh, Iverson?
100%.
Yeah, he's like the Michael Vick of the NBA.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it's like, obviously, I didn't grow up watching Jordan, so I can't say he's my all-time favorite. He's for sure the GOAT.
The
like
GOAT.
One of the GOAT.
No, he is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, Iverson, his game style is like similar to Westbrook to me, too.
Like, for sure.
Like,
oh, their relentless attitude.
Like, he's giving 100% the whole game. He's fighting for the team. Like, he's doing all this crazy shit. But, yeah.
Could you imagine if Allen Iverson had Russell Westbrook's athleticism?
God.
He could just dunk on everyone.
Oh, my goodness. What if, like, I don't know what team Westbrook can go to. What if him and John Wall got together? How fucking crazy.
Westbrook
would...
and John Wall?
Ooh.
I don't know how that would work because they're both point guards.
I mean, it's like... So when Westbrook goes off the floor, like, his team kind of goes, like, downhill. Like,
But John Wall's not
John Wall will be that sub.
Yeah, he's not willing to be a bench
number
player.
Number two, yeah.
Yeah, he's not willing to be. None of these guys are.
Yeah.
Even bench players now, they don't want to be bench players.
Yeah, if you're, like, that superstar status, you're right. Because if you're that superstar status, you're not about to drop any lower than that.
No.
I think, for sure, ego is part of it. But at the same time, you're like, my fans are looking at me like, hey, I'm the star.
And I am this.
Like,
it's really rare. Yeah. I mean, Manu Ginobili, he's, like, a prime example of someone who wants to win
all the time.
So he came off the bench, probably didn't want to at first.
Yeah,
definitely didn't want to. But
hell no.
Lou Williams, if you've ever heard of him, he's
for
on
sure.
the Clippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he willingly comes off the bench too. He can start for almost any team. So it's a hand. It's like a couple players who are like that, but 99% of them are.
Yeah,
definitely just want
for sure.
The spot.
Some players are modest and like, yeah, I'll play my role, and other players are just like, bro, you got to give me what I want. You got to give me my spot. I deserve this, which is I mean, true, most cases.
Makes sense.
Yeah. All right, let's check out one of these trending topics. Did you see, I think I asked you already, you didn't see Us, right?
The movie? No, but I got a lot to say about it, even though I haven't seen it.
All right, I'll let you start off, because I'm like, I've seen that shit twice already, so you obviously know I'm a little fanatic.
Okay, so I'm a big fan of Jordan Peele. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people understand what he does, mm-hmm. so his work, it's not meant for you to go into and you understand everything right away.
Right away,
you know? Yeah. So you gotta, you know, it's like that thing, like you're watching, you're like, okay, wait, what? How does that work? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What was that?
Yeah.
So you question it and then you gotta put things together. Yeah. Like me personally, mm-hmm. when I watch a movie, don't get me wrong, there's times where I'm like, okay, I kind of want like a simple plot mm-hmm. to it, but most of the times, like I want to be able to put two and two together.
I want you to make me think in the movie, like,
right?
Yeah, he's a genius for sure, bro. That movie was so good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know you don't go to the movies, but if you ever go see it in the next couple of weeks, because mm-hmm. it's still gonna be there for sure. But let me know, bro. I'll for sure go see it a third time. Oh. That shit
sounds good
so
to me,
good, bro. Yeah, it was like a lot of subliminal messages in it too. Like I said, he's a legit genius. Bro.
Genius.
Like, am I gonna spoil it for you? I don't want to tell it. Like.
I mean, the trailer kind of gave up a lot of it, but at the mm-hmm. same time, I'm not sure because I haven't seen the full movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can hit me with some stuff. I don't
so
really
like,
care.
Like one of the subliminal messages was, like, you know, it's called Us, like it showed in the trailer. So I'm not really spoiling anything on this, but like, it kind of went into like, relativity. Like mm-hmm. if, I have this podcast in this universe, but another universe, I ended up going to the military or I end up doing this or that. So it kind of played off of that and it just like expanded off of that. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like so much more in it.
Right.
I went to go see my sister the second time I went and saw it. Honestly, I was trying to scare the shit out of her.
Right.
But I was in the theater with a bunch of like, I don't know, black people. But they made it funny as hell.
Yeah,
so I'm like, damn,
of course.
It wasn't even scary. The first time I saw it, my heart was like in my fucking soul of my feet, bro. That shit was crazy. It's like super intense. It's not like scary, like demonic scary, but it's like.
It's one of those creepy things, you know, like your goosebumps a little bit.
Because you're like, okay, you're thinking like, what if I was in this scenario? Like, what if I had these people, which is me, in mm-hmm. front of me, like looking at me? Like, that'd be fucking, I couldn't even imagine, bro.
Yeah,
I'd probably blow my shit up.
Oh yeah, dude, I would be so fucking scared if I just look outside and I see a family that's just like mine. I'd be like, okay,
all right, grab the gun.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
But like, that's kind of a scary thing, like the whole doppelganger thing. Like,
yeah.
If you think about it, there's a good chance there's someone out there who looks just like you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who does everything you do.
Yeah.
I mean, they might have some differences.
Yeah.
But.
And then you never know. They can be on the opposite side of the world. They can live down the street from you. You never know.
Literally.
I mean, it is a small world. Kind of you run into people all the time. But yeah, it's crazy, man. It's mm-hmm. it's definitely a good movie. You should definitely check it out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Get Out. See, it's the same. The group of people who say they didn't like Get Out.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously, most likely, are not going to like Us.
No, no. They wouldn't understand it, honestly.
Right.
Some people, like, even, did you see that movie, Annihilation or either Arrival? One of those two movies? Arrival was with Amy Adams, Redhead, and then, like, the thing came down.
No, actually, I haven't seen that.
Either of those?
Mm-mm.
Both of those, I've seen those with my sister. She's younger than me, of course, but she, like... It's kind of gave me that standpoint is like people don't comprehend movies all the way. They're like, what? Like, I don't get it. Or like, or they just see like the simple plot of it. Like, oh, I get it. She just, you know, did this or that. And then I'm like, no, it's so much more. It's different messages in movie. People can't. It goes completely over their head.
Yeah.
So if you didn't like Get Out, which it was a good movie. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. I definitely like Us better. I would say that.
Okay.
For sure. 100%.
Oh, so then it's got to be good.
Yeah.
See, my thing is. You can have your opinion. Everyone has their own opinion.
100%.
But to sit there and say that there's the point of the movie was dumb or to say that it made no sense.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense to you.
Right.
Because, I mean, Jordan Peele, like I said, when he made it, it was for you to not understand everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I know a lot of people who had to watch the interview after mm-hmm. to kind of get everything that was going in.
Yeah. I still haven't watched the interview, honestly. I just, like, kind of, because I don't know if I brought this up recently to you anyway. I've been writing it since 2015. Like, I write my own movies. And to see him, like, do something like this, this is kind of, I wouldn't say it's similar to a project because I wouldn't be able to think of that, honestly. I'm not on that level. But mm-hmm. he's like, a genius. And it's, like, I was already kind of in that headspace of, like, what he was doing as a writer.
Right.
So I kind of peeped out. Like, I went to go see it with my friends. I went to see it with Stan, actually. He was on the show last time. And he kind of took a minute to get it, and I was like kind of trying to explain it to him after the movie. It definitely did take me a minute afterwards. I'm like, holy shit, what was that scene when this and that happened? And afterwards, I'm like, it took me like a good hour after I watched the movie. I'm like, fuck, bro, that was good.
Right.
But yeah, like I said, people just get into their own like opinionated whatever. And then just they're just like biased because they're like want to stick to this idea. They're firm about it. They're like, no, I'm not breaking for anything.
Yeah. They don't want to understand your point of view.
Yeah.
And my thing is like Jordan Peele, they don't understand that. Why can't anyone just appreciate what he's doing? Because you think of all these like movie directors. I mean, Quentin Tarantino, he's great. Fantastic. I mean, most of them, they're white, you know? Yeah. And Jordan Peele is one of the first, I mean, he's not the first black one, but I mean, he's one of them and he's coming up and this is like,
especially on like this scale.
It's inspiring,
like,
right? Yeah. It's inspiring for, you know, definitely young black men, you know, around
for sure.
The whole world.
100%.
To want to do something like that. And they don't really want to, they don't look at that aspect of it. They just want to attack someone for saying, oh, that's a shitty thing.
And then it really gets me like, again, as a writer, like myself, it's like, when people say like, I've seen the movie, but I would have did this or did that. No, you wouldn't, because you wouldn't have been smart enough to think of this.
Yeah,
shit.
Exactly.
So shut the fuck up.
Right.
And it's just, like I said, people get stuck in their own mindset. They're not open-minded at all. Like, I know people who are like, oh, I don't watch anime shows because of this or that. But you've never seen the show and you just say it's terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't, I mean, obviously some movie like categories too, excuse me, are not for some people, but still like, you have to appreciate what it is, and even if you don't like it, you just give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, man, I appreciate all types of art because to me, everything is art. Everything to me is it's just art, man. Music, movies. Mm. That's so. I mean, anyone who does something good, you have to, even if you don't like it, you have to just appreciate it
because
they're doing something good for themselves, and there are people out there who feel it a different way than you do.
Right, and it'll like emotionally hit other people than you too, for sure.
Yeah,
it's wild, bro. Definitely a movie to check out for everybody.
Right. Yeah,
everybody.
Definitely got to check it out.
Yeah. But what's another topic? Oh, fucking Nipsey Hussle. You got to fill me in on this because, like I said, my sister, who's 15, again, she brought it up to me. She's like, yeah, you heard about Nipsey Hussle? I was like, who the fuck is that? She punched me square in my chest and was like, what did you say? I was like, oh, shit. So who is he? I mean, I kind of updated a little bit on it. I know he's like influential to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So kind of fill me in who he was and like how he got killed, stuff like that.
So basically, I mean, before I get into it, I'm going to sit here and say, I didn't listen to his music a lot. You know, I know some songs. Last time that I checked, that's with YG. That's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
But he was just a great father, you know, a businessman. Mm. He was one of those people who, because, you know, a lot of rappers say they're going to do this and that for their community, but he was one of those people who actually went through with it, you know.
Yeah, followed through. Yeah.
Right, yeah. He opened a store in his own hood, you know, for everyone to come out and show love, you know. He was showing love to his city.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, I guess, I don't know, I guess he was outside and there was someone around there, it's like someone around their group who was starting to feel kind of uncomfortable, and Nipsey Hussle and like I guess his boys or whatever were trying to make the dude feel as comfortable as possible, but the dude still felt uncomfortable about something, I don't really remember. And the guy like walked away, came back and just, I mean, shot him. And then, because you see the video, it's on the video, so he shoots
him. Oh, shit, there's a video.
Yeah, it's like, it's not a good video because like, I mean, it's super blurry, but I mean, that's kind of good because no one shouldn't even be out there. Yeah, it shouldn't even be out there in the first place, that video. But yeah, man, so the dude shoots him, walks away, comes back, shoots him again. And yeah, man, I remember I was driving home from the studio and I seen a thing. It was like, alert, Nipsey Hussle shot dead. And I was like, I just got to thinking like, man, that can happen to anyone at any time. Dude.
Yeah.
And like just thinking about his wife of, I think it's like 17 years, his kids, you know, like they're all lost, you know, that's their protector and now they don't have him.
Yeah.
And he was just a good dude, man. He did a lot for the rap game. I mean,
and was he from here?
From
Michigan?
No, he was from LA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The West Coast. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You never know where you're going to go out for sure, but yeah, that's so fucked up when somebody like that influential just gets killed for no reason, basically.
Right.
Literally no reason.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I heard like Jay-Z, he opened up it's like $15 million trust fund for his kids.
Damn.
So, I mean, there's people looking out for sure, but the same time, I mean, no amount of money is.
Yeah, you can't replace that. Like that positivity that some people have and that, because like I even have friends that like, I just love being around them. Like literally their energy, like everything about them.
Right.
Like they just give off positive energy. You can't like replace that with money. Like That's crazy.
Exactly, yeah.
That's wild, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of people showing love. Russell Westbrook, actually, he came out to the game in like a Nipsey Hussle shirt, was dancing to his music, and then he had like 20 points, 20 rebounds, 20 assists in one game. First time since Wilt Chamberlain and like since the 70s.
Shit.
So he did that in his honor, you know. So it was pretty cool, but yeah. I mean, man, it's crazy.
Like, but did a riot or something break out at his memorial?
Yeah, his memorial.
Which is insane to me. Like somebody, like that happened with X, right? XXX,
yeah.
Tentacion. Like these people were so like positive and then you just do like this violence and then you say it's in their name. Like why would that? Right. I really don't understand that at all.
Yeah, I don't understand why you would show up to someone's, you know, their.
Because I mean, you wouldn't do that at somebody's like legit funeral. Like no. It was like a private funeral.
Right.
First of all, you're going to get your ass beat by everyone there.
Everyone.
Like, get the fuck out of here. That's so disrespectful to me. Like, if you're going to go to his memorial, at least be like, come up, show up.
Yeah.
Show respect and then leave. Don't fucking
exactly.
Do like an outrage thing.
Cause,
I mean,
start stabbing people and shit.
That's what happened?
Yeah, someone got stabbed, bro. Like, what? I don't understand. Like, someone was like, damn, bro, Nipsey, man. Just... said fuck it, started stabbing. Just started stabbing.
That's crazy. Got his anger. I mean, this happens all the time too. Like even was it Freddie Gray? A couple years ago, back in Baltimore, that riot broke out. That kid who got put in the back of that shit happened there in Baltimore. Like my godmom lives in Maryland, so she was like right there, and I was like, fuck,
that's crazy.
It's insane. Like I can't comprehend why people do that.
It doesn't
make any sense at all.
Not at all. But the guy who killed him, so I guess he went on live with some dude, with one of his friends, and was like, I just killed Nipsey. And his friend was like, shut up. You know what I'm saying? He's like, no, you didn't. He was like, I swear to God. And he was like, look, I'm doing the dash down. This is his exact words. I'm doing the dash down the E-way. Turns the camera, and he's literally driving, like swerving lane to lane. And I'm like, dude, what is going through this kid's mind right now? But at the same time, it's kind of sketchy because people say that the government has something to do with it. I personally don't know which way to believe.
I forget the scientist's name they're talking
about. Dr. Sebi. Yeah.
They were saying because he has like the cure for AIDS and cancer, literally.
Yeah.
And then they were trying to like... obstruct his interview or documentary that's coming out. Is that right?
Yeah, Nipsey Hussle had a documentary coming out about that.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, even to think about that, like the cure for, which honestly, me personally, I believe they have the cure for cancer 100%.
They have the cure for everything. Dude, but it's all about money.
Yeah.
But I mean, what can you do about it?
Nothing really.
Like, can't really do nothing.
Especially like cancer. Like they teach us in school, like biology, like fucking freshman year, they taught me like cancer forms from fucking blood clots, basically, and that's how the tumor forms.
Right.
It just like clogs up. So I'm sure they figured out some way to like all the science and fucking modern medicine they have to unclog that and
cure
cancer. You never hear about really rich people, like I'm talking about like millionaires, like dying from cancer.
Right.
You just don't fucking magic.
Look, if they found a way to successfully surgically remove a man's penis, I definitely believe they're secure for cancer or AIDS, okay?
Fuck out of here. That's crazy.
Because, yeah, I don't know.
That's wild. Yeah, especially like Magic Johnson. This guy's still fucking alive.
Yeah,
like,
right. Why is he the only one that just didn't die?
He's just fucking lucky. He just happens to be rich.
He got the positive AIDS. Literally, they were positive.
What the fuck? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I heard it was like a, sketch on fucking South Park. I don't really watch South Park, but it was like a sketch on like him like throwing money and shit. Like this is a cure for fucking AIDS. I mean, it was obviously a comedy shit, but
right,
I mean, that's
right.
It's true, bro. It's true.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, that's wild. But I took a Uber here or a Lyft rather, and I was super sketchy because I seen this recent. Fucking story. It was like South Carolina or North Carolina. They're the same fucking thing. Anyway,
South North. You're right. It was just combine them. What's the point?
Just Carolina. Right. But anyway, this woman, she steps out. They have this video footage of it too, of her like getting in the car. But she has some drinks with her friend. She gets in this car. She assumes it's her Uber. I don't know. She like fell asleep right after because she's pretty fucked up.
Right.
But anyway, she like gets in this car and then they find her like 2 days later, like in the woods or some remote area, just like blood on the back of the guy's seat. Because they got the video of the guy's car. So they found his car, blood on the back of the seat. And I'm just like, bro, I'm sketchy of any Ubers or anything, bro. Like That shit's crazy. And it's just like, when you like, the, when you see, if you see the picture of the guy, I mean, he just looks fucking insane.
Oh, so still, they found him.
Yeah, they found him like the okay. next, that same fucking
okay,
day.
Okay, good, good. No, see, that's what I'm saying, dude. My mom, like, ever, so like back in the day, like, a couple years ago, right? My mom would be like, just take Uber. And I would always be like, no, mom, I don't trust it. And she's like, no, they run background checks, you know? Okay, just because the dude wasn't a murderer that day doesn't mean he's not one today. Okay, so no, I'm gonna just catch a ride with my friends.
Nah,
or yeah. I've still to this day took 2 Ubers, maybe 3 Ubers, damn. And I was sketched out every single time.
Damn,
every time.
Yeah, I take it too much now. Like I said, I dropped this year alone. It's definitely over 1,200, bro.
My friend, that's actually he's coming over today. Mm-hmm. He lives out in Woodhaven. Mm-hmm. So it's like a 40-minute drive.
Oh, yeah,
every time. But he'll come here, chill for a couple hours, and go back right away. So like, you just gotta,
you know how much fucking money that
dude,
is, bro?
And I'm like, you can just save it for a car, bro. Yeah. You know, why not?
Yeah,
you know?
I'm in that point, because even if I go out to visit my brother who lives in Warren, uh-huh. like I go visit him and it's like a $40 Uber.
Right.
And I go back too, because I spend like the whole day there. Yeah. It's a couple hours. I'm like, bro, you better, I'm at your house, bro.
You can't do anything about it. You're not kicking me out. I just paid.
Yeah. And we'll go out to like fucking Denny's or IHOP or something, hang out for a minute. And I go back, that's another $40.
Another
so if
40.
I go off with him, I'm definitely spending at least $100 guaranteed every time.
Yeah, I can't do all that, man. Can't do all that.
Yeah, and I'm not like fucking rich or anything. It's just like every once in a while I'll save up and like, okay, I got you, bro. I'm about to come through. But yeah, Uber's expensive as hell. But that's like a scary ass situation, because you like we were just saying, you never know where you're gonna go out. She was just hanging out with her friends, got fucked up, like, oh yeah, I'm about to go home.
So she was by herself?
Yeah, she got in the, which I don't understand. Her friend, like, I think they were like roommates. She said when she didn't come home or something, she realized something was wrong. So I don't know if she maybe left, was like, oh, you're fucked up, go home first and I'll meet you later.
Yeah.
I mean, that could have been the case, but still, I mean.
Well, I mean.
Not to blame it on her friend,
see,
I'm not saying that.
See, now that just literally makes everything make so much more sense, because if you think about it, these dudes, they get in this car and they go pick up drunk kids at night on the weekends. Like, so you can pick what days you want to drive, right?
Yeah.
So you can say, okay, I want to drive Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
I want to drive at night.
Yeah. Everybody's fucked up.
Everyone's fucked up. Okay. So yeah, that's literally a field day.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't trust it.
No.
Even because I know I can handle myself, but I mean, if I'm blacked out drunk and I get into an Uber, I mean, it's realistically so easy for that Uber driver to do whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Literally. Especially, I am skeptical, like, if a driver, like, offers me water or candy or whatever.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah.
Fuck no. If you see one of those things, like, oh, yeah, I have a Jolly Rancher. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, a Molly Rancher, I'm good. I'm not eating
Be
that.
Be fucked up somewhere. But my mom, like, oh my gosh, she freaks out. Like, you ever see the movie Bone Collector with what the fuck was in that movie? Was it Denzel? I don't know. I might
Bone Collector. Why does that sound so?
It's a famous movie. It came back a while ago, but basically the guy, because the guy was just like a serial killer. So in the movie, the guy, one of the people getting the taxi, he's like, it was a long ass drive, like a 2-hour drive or something. He falls asleep, wakes up tied up in the basement of like this old warehouse or whatever. And then like, he's tied up and like cut up a little bit, not to the point where he's like dying, but he's just like fucked up. And then this is graphic, but like fucking these rats just like eat him alive, like a fucking pack of rats, like 30, 40 rats just start fucking tearing this shit up. It's a good movie too, but I mean,
it doesn't sound good.
No, it's not.
Look, okay. Now, what would, like, that's the scariest thing, dude, just thinking like, okay, you fall asleep in the back of this car, right?
Yeah.
And you're not thinking like, oh, yeah, I'm going to just take a nap. He'll wake me up when I get there, right? And you wake up and you're fucking tied up and you got cuts all over your body.
Oh, it was
bad. What do you do? Like, there's nothing you can do.
Like, how do you even react to that, bro? You're like, you think it's a dream for sure.
God. That's why I'm so glad I've never been like. Because if you think about, okay, I'm going to just put it out there. White people are very adventurous, okay?
100%.
So my family, not even just my family in particular, all white people, when they see something, they want to investigate. They want to try. Okay, sure, I'll try it out one time, you know? That is not me, and it will never be me, because number one, I just don't do dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I see a stray dog, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, a puppy. Yeah. I'm going to be like, oh my God, it's a fucking puppy. Let me get the hell out of here before he kills me.
That shit's crazy. Yeah. I don't understand it. Like, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, especially when I see horror movies and you see like a little girl crying in the corner, like, are you okay? And they fucking touch it.
Right.
Don't fucking touch that bitch. You're in the middle of the woods, first of all. No little girl's about to be by herself crying in the woods. She's going to be hauling ass until she finds a human.
Not only crying, but hair down in a long white t-shirt.
With a hood on.
Right.
Like, I'm not touching that bitch, bro. I'm fucking for sure. Dipping, man. What the fuck is wrong with bitch, people? Bro. Yeah. That's why you got to watch us, because it's black people. Yeah, you'll see how we react.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, because I seen the video and... He was courageous, man. He went out there with the bat. He was like, if you want to get crazy, we can get crazy, you know? So I was like, oh, shit. You know, he's about to put some shit
fucking
down.
Fucking shit up, bro.
Yeah. Man. I don't know, man.
Some people, man. Some people. Crazy. But, oh, shit. I told you this over the phone. The fucking, this is tragic, obviously. The flight that crashed in Africa.
Right.
But the same flight, Boeing, the company, the airline, mm-hmm. the guy gets on the flight. He's waiting for everybody. They start taking off. Nobody's on the fucking plane.
He's
but
just
him,
by himself.
Him, the stewardess, and then the two pilots. He's like, is something wrong, bro? And I'm not supposed to be on this. He was posting on social media, like, the entire flight, bro. He was like, this shit's wild, bro. Yeah, that airline's under a lot of shit. But they literally came out with a statement like, yeah, we fucked up. That's a big fuck up. Wait, like, so, how do you crash a whole plane, bro?
Wait, so okay, so the plane took off and it wasn't supposed to?
No. Like, which one? You talking about the guy that was by himself?
Yeah.
No, he was just asking that. Like, am I not supposed to be on this bitch? Because nobody else literally is like a 200-something passengers, like type of like capacity, whatever, or 187 or something like that. Nobody but him was on it. I would have been super sketchy, bro. Like, y'all trying to really take me out the game.
Yeah, I would have been like, yeah, I'll take the next one. I'll take the next one. You guys can take this one.
I would have been like, oh, shit, this is like some sex slave shit. It's about to be some fucking...
And the guy lived through it? Wait, the plane crashed, obviously.
No. This is the one that the guy got on after. The same company. It's a different flight. But the one that crashed, that killed like literally 346 people.
Oh, okay. So I thought this guy got into a plane by himself and then
that bitch crashed.
That'd
be so fucked.
And he lived through it. Like, damn, that's traumatizing. I would never want to be on a plane again.
Ever. I'm supposed to be going on, like, oh, yeah, this is fucking news for the company. So we're supposed to leave tomorrow. We're supposed to leave tonight, like, as soon as the show got over, goes to the plane and go to L.A. But I was scheduled to work tomorrow. They sent out the schedule super fucking early, and I couldn't get out of it. Another one of my coworkers took a vacation at the same time, so it's just pushed back a week. So next Saturday, we're supposed to be scheduling the trip. Actually, after this show, going to hang with Stan, and then they're supposed to be going over the Airbnbs with Jalen, who was on the first show, and Austin Bowling, which still has to make an appearance. Come on, Austin, we believe in you.
Right, bro, come on.
It's,
man,
it's not as scary as you think.
Exactly, it's my second one, and I mean, it's pretty solid, but it's definitely, your first one is kind of nerve-wracking.
Oh, 100%.
You know, it's nerve-wracking.
I mean, for me, when I did it, I didn't get nervous, honestly. I was nervous as hell the last show,
right?
And I only been nervous like 3 times out of my whole fucking time doing this. I don't know why I was nervous last time. It was somebody in the room that was kind of set me off, but we won't talk about that. let's get into the next topic. Ariana Grande, did you hear about that? I mean, we kind of talked about something like this with Sam Smith,
yeah,
but she's talking about that she's like bi, I guess.
Look,
and she's into girls too, but
that's,
I'm not
hot.
Like a, yeah, that's hot.
That's hot. Okay, look, this is how I look at it, okay? And you can call me wrong no matter what. Like I said, I have nothing wrong about, you know, what you choose, but that girl can sing,
she can dance,
right, act, and she's beautiful. So
I didn't know she was like, I thought she was like our age, honestly, like watching like Victorious and fucking, what was it, Sam and Cat and shit like that. Yeah. I thought she was like our age, and I'm like, I'm talking to my friend Paige, and she's like, no, she's like 27, she's like my age. Like, what the fuck are you talking? She's like a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane, bro. But I mean, you can do whatever you want. I mean, I don't have any like scrutiny against her, obviously.
Right.
Can,
it could also be a publicity stunt. So
it could be. I mean,
you never know, because she got a lot of shit about that Mac Miller thing.
Yeah.
And she was kind
of... Which is fucked up. Like, did you see even, like, Pete Davidson? He was at his... you see that guy, like, yell out... he was at a stand-up, and then the guy, Pete Davidson, was in his comedy, and he was like, so my roommate ended up dying the other day, and the guy was like, was it Mac Miller? I'm like, bro, what?
What?
He kicked the guy out. He's like, I'm not going any further. You're right. Getting the fuck out of here. Like, some people are like, how can you blame somebody for that? Like, even when we're talking about the Uber girl, obviously her friend didn't fucking kill her.
Right, he just,
I mean, you just can't do that. Yeah. That's so fucked up. Like, but, with Ariana's dinner, like, she's like a major celebrity, like, has hundreds of millions of fans. So it's like a different spotlight on her for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. Mac Miller, though, he was the GOAT. Like, that was what I listened to. Like,
yeah. For
obviously,
sure.
Obviously, I'm still young as hell, but I'm growing up.
Right. Well, yeah, growing up. I mean, I used to listen to my dad's music, you know, because that's just what I heard.
Yeah.
But my first ever, like, album I ever listened to was Kids. And that literally put me on the Mac Miller. Yeah, that put me on Mac Miller.
I think the first album, because Eminem's my favorite rapper, of course. But
wait, really?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, people are like, what? He's like older now. I'm like, okay, calm down. But
yeah, he is kind of old now. Yeah. He's kind
of
washed.
What do you think of his last album, though? I mean, obviously, Kamikaze was surprise album.
I didn't honestly. Right, I didn't
be careful, bro. Like, I'm a fan. All right, we can shut this show down, right?
I didn't listen to a lot of it because I like old Eminem, and I just know like he had one song called Berserk, I think, and that was just totally off. Like, no, that's not you. Okay, you're Stan. You're all these. You know.
Yeah, I see what you mean. You didn't want to like ruin your like perception of
exactly,
what you. Yeah,
exactly.
For sure,
but. I mean, you respect him. You know, he's 40-some years old. He's still doing
it. Yeah, he's like 45, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Still not... I mean, to me personally, my favorite's Lil Wayne.
Really? But interesting.
Yeah, that could be a nice little topic for another day.
For sure. I was just listening to his album, Carter 3, like a couple of days ago.
Okay.
It's so good. Yeah. He had a concert, though, at Little Caesars.
You were there?
I was at work.
Bro. Oh,
I was mad as hell. I was like, who's in town? They're like, Lil Wayne. I was like, bro, fuck everything.
Right.
I was so mad.
Yeah, man. I've always wanted to go see like a big artist in concert, but I'm very claustrophobic in the first place. So
really?
If I'm around a big crowd of people and
you
I can't just
survive.
If I can't just step, you know, to my left and to my right without a whole bunch of people right next to me, then you know, I'd be cool. But yeah, I can't. No.
That's how it was at, I went to, you know, Shoreline Mafia? I went to their concert in, it might have been September. But
they headlined it?
Oh, yeah. It was them and Bang Gang.
What?
Yeah, Bang Gang came out of nowhere and just was oh, yeah, we're here. But that was crazy because it was like mosh pit. And then the person I was with, she was like, she's a little older than me, obviously. Everybody's older than me. But we went together and then it was like mosh pit and stuff. So everybody was like, in a circle, like pushing each other and like going crazy. Right. She was like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
I was like,
people
be
pushing
fine.
Me and I don't know who it is. Like, bro, don't touch me, you know? Like, get off of me.
Yeah. It was definitely a different experience for her, though. But, music,
yeah, I didn't know you like Shoreline Mafia.
Yeah. Oh, they're so good.
Really?
So good. Yeah.
I think it's so basic. Cause me personally, I make music myself.
I feel like it's just a different twist on like, bang, like Detroit rap sounds all the same, but this one has like their own, like, their own thing.
See, I don't know. Cause, like West Coast, like they have their own style of rap for sure than Detroit. But then there's also that they kind of adapted that Detroit style in LA. So they kind of follow up with, you know, Doughboys Cash Out. They kind of started that they kind of started that whole group thing, you know? You know what I mean?
Even like that melody.
Right.
That, like their beats, all their kind of sound similar.
And like, I just think it's so easy because for me, like, I make music. I like to write music.
Speaking of which, you just put out your first song. I didn't even share it on my story. I feel terrible.
No, you're good, man. You're good. Yeah, I just put out my first song. It's on SoundCloud.
What was it called again?
It's Let You Go.
Let You Go.
Let You Go.
It was honestly good, bro. Like, I love the cover that you put on the, was it the Goofy Girl?
From the Goofy movie.
That was a good cover.
Yeah, so my friend, I just sent him the song, and he just put that together just really quick. I was super skeptical about dropping my music because a lot of people like to say, you know, they make music, and especially around here, everyone like likes to classify themselves everybody as wants a, to rapper, be a rapper, you know, but when people be like, when people say, oh, you're a good rapper, you know, I kind of take offense to that because I'm not a rapper. I'm an artist. You know what I'm saying? I like to focus on good quality music rather than, putting you know, just saying random shit about drugs and all this shit, because anyone can do that. Yeah. You know how easily I can go to the studio and make a song about what they make?
Yeah.
I like to make quality music. You know?
Right. Yeah. People don't understand. Like, I have friends who are like trying to be rappers, and then they're like, what do you think? And I like give them my honest opinion. Like, even Jalen, like, he's trying to be like inspired. He's good.
Yeah.
I had another friend who came up to me. I won't say his name, but he came up to me. He's like, what do you think? I said, just work harder, man. Yeah. Work harder. It's not, you're not on that level.
Yeah. Not everyone. See.
And some people can't take the criticism at all.
Like, oh, the thing I love the most is harsh criticism. Yeah. I love when people tell me, okay, this is cool, but you know, you could have went somewhere a little different with this part, you know?
Yeah.
When I was in the studio, so I go to the studio, my cousin, so he's a producer at Get Fresh Studios.
Yeah.
And so I go there, so it's immediate. It's just great vibes all around. And then I always have my team with me, so it's like Timeless is my team.
Right.
So we're always in there, and it's just always good vibes, man. It's like, it's not people hating on us, you know. It's just, you know, when someone comes out the booth, we go, okay, that was dope, you know. We give our honest opinions, no matter what it is, you know. So it could be trash, and we could be like, that's not it, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not it, bro.
Yeah, I would never like lie to somebody, because like, if you hype somebody up too much, they're gonna go out there thinking their stuff is good. Like, even like people go on American Idol, Idol, and they go on there terrible, but everybody's like, you're such a good singer, you should do it.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to do that to somebody.
Don't get their hopes up if they really can't do it. And me personally, I've been getting a lot of love for this single I put out.
Yeah, it's good, bro. Like, honestly, it's good. Like, I wouldn't, like, especially on, even on the air, I wouldn't tell you, like, it's not.
Right.
Yeah, it's good.
I have we have a showcase coming up April 20th, downtown, and, yeah, so we have a whole venue, so we're going to be performing some of our songs and stuff like that. It's going to be like a big 420 party, I guess. But
what day is that? Like, is it Saturday?
It's a Saturday, yeah.
Right, I'll be there.
So it's, yeah, for sure, definitely come through. But yeah, man, like I said, it's so easy to just make bullshit random music, you know? Yeah. And it's like, every time, I get super frustrated. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll take me months, you know, to actually get something going. So like, I had a studio session booked a month and a half like prior, right? So I waited all the way up to the day of to actually, I had the beat already in mind. So every day I'd just go and, you know, just freestyle some stuff to it, you know? Yeah. And then I sat down about 3 hours before the studio, came up with it, went in the studio, and it came out, and it was actually really good. I didn't think, you know, I thought it was going to sound, you know, worse than that. Yeah. But man, it was dope. I'm getting a lot of love for it. So it's pretty cool.
Are you working on any other stuff, or was like, as far as like songs, do you have like a collection that you're trying to put together?
Actually, right now, so I'm working on, so you have to, like, to put your music on Apple, you got to go through a whole bunch of stuff, and then they got to verify you, and they send you an email like a week later.
It's a bunch of copyright stuff to go involved. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, you got to purchase the beats on YouTube, you got to pay the $10 if you want to drop a single, or if you want to do an album. So right now, I'm trying to, so this single right now, I think it's at like 750 plays. Which was just dropped Tuesday. So that's, for me, that's good, man. I mean,
how many places
does it have? 750 since Tuesday. And like, for someone who doesn't make music and like they just dropped a song, that's, you know, that's pretty solid for a couple
of
days.
Sure, yeah.
So I want that to get to 1,000 just because it'll motivate me, you know, just even though it's not a lot, you know, but 1K, it's 1K to me is, it's a lot.
That's,
you know,
a lot. Yeah, yeah.
So I just want that. So then once that drops, I want to, I have a song called Better Days that's going to drop on hopefully Monday.
Yeah.
If this clears through.
Right.
And then after that, I have a whole mixtape I'm working on. So
yeah, it's definitely going to be cool. But, oh yeah. Even 700, like, people think that's a small number. It's not. Like, if you think about it, 700 people in a room or an arena.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. That's a lot of people
listening to your music. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
And the coolest thing about it, so I put it on Facebook too, because I didn't cuss in the song at all. And for a good radio song, like, the key is try to stay away from like cussing too much. You know? So I was like kind of skeptical about putting it on Facebook, even though there was nothing in it, because I have my family on there.
Right.
So I get a text the next day. It's from my grandma, and she quote, "You that was a great song. You are a great singer. You could be the next M&M." Right. So I'm like, grandma, that was so cute. You did not have to say that, because that's not at all who it is. And I was like, and then I was thinking like singer Eminem, but That was the coolest thing that I could have ever got was my grandma telling me that it was good and that she, you know, she thinks I can, you know, do something with this. And
right.
It's just motivation.
For sure.
A lot of motivation.
Like, we don't have too much time. How much time are we looking at, Dave?
Seven minutes.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. This goes by so fast.
It does. I'm telling you. But I kind of want to get in. How do you like go about like crafting your songs? I know you're talking about like how you're an artist, of course. Mm-hmm. How you like art.
Right.
Is it a certain like process you go to make your music, or is it like kind of just like whatever emotion you're feeling?
Yeah. So it's mainly like whenever I wake up, you know, it depends how I'm feeling. You know, some days I'll feel kind of, you know, down, you know, no telling why. You know, some days people just don't have the best days.
Right.
And it just depends on what I'm listening to. So some days I'll listen to some hype stuff, you know, like just on the way here, I was listening to that new song West Coast by YG, Blueface, G-Eazy, and All Black.
Mm.
And that song gets me pumped, dude. You know what I'm saying? Those are one of those hype songs. Mm. And then other days I want to listen to old school R&B, you know, or I want to listen to, I don't listen to country or rock music, but I appreciate those types of genres because that's real music. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm the same way. Like I listen to literally everything as far as music. I'll listen to country every now and then, depending on who it is. Like Johnny Cash, obviously, is the GOAT.
Right.
But stuff like that, and then even I listen to opera music sometimes.
Okay.
People are like, oh, but I mean, you have to appreciate certain things. Like that goes back to being like open minded. But it's a good process to have for sure.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is something I've always been into. Like I've always wanted to make music. So I'd say about a year and a half ago, I put out a couple songs on SoundCloud, but they were just like, it was just for fun. You know, I wasn't really taking it serious. I mean, they were okay. You know, I think the most views I got was like 1.6K, which I mean, that's solid, it's been a year, almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. So,
but you weren't really like back then, you weren't even really like advertising.
I wasn't putting my emotion into it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't waking up and, you know, thinking like, this is how I feel today. This is what I want to do. Like the other night, I was I was thinking about the whole Nipsey Hussle thing, and it made me like think about my cousin who I lost a couple years back, and it just got me in that mode. So I just found, you know, like a really slow, like you know, vibe type beat, and I started just pouring my heart out onto it, and it came out pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
And it's all about, it's got to be authentic, because if you go in the studio and you just say a bunch of shit that makes
no
sense.
Yeah, even like you said, making up just random like gang or whatever it is. Yeah.
So if it doesn't make sense and you don't have like a story to it, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be, you know, unless you're one of these rappers who goes and gets their face tattooed and hair colored, and then you can do it. But me personally, number one, I wouldn't do that, and two, my mom would disown me, so... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would die if I walked in with a tattoo on my face. Like, oh, my goodness.
What?
You talk about getting your ass beat. Ooh.
That's not even it. That's not. I would be locked in a room. And my mom would probably try to scrub that tattoo off. And it would just.
She'd be like, it's still fresh. I can get it off. It would be terrible. Right. But I think that's how, like, even 50 Cent, who was, like, obviously a known, like, I don't know if he was like in a gang or person, but he like lived that like street life.
Yeah, for sure.
He was talking about that stuff, but he actually had a story behind, like, he actually had some meaning. So his stuff became more popular.
Yeah.
Obviously, his beats, melodies, that goes a long way with like, even if you don't like a song, sometimes the beat will catch you. So you're just like,
And that's a lot of things. That's a big thing, is the beat. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Because if you can't, because a lot of the times when a song starts off, there's no lyrics to it, right? Yeah. So if the beat doesn't catch your ear right away, a lot of people are like, I might not like this, you know? But if it catches your ear and then you go, okay, and then you hear the lyrics, then you're like, okay, I kind of like this, you know?
Yeah, but that goes into like, what's his name? Mac Miller.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to his new album, Swimming?
I didn't listen to it until, because I didn't even know it came out. Didn't that come out around the same time as Astroworld?
A little after. It was like right before he passed.
Because I know Astroworld, Travis Scott's album, I know he dropped that. I'm pretty sure it was like the same day. Yo. So that's why I didn't I didn't really listen to Astroworld either.
Mm.
But
you didn't catch Swimming just because it happened.
Yeah, it was just like Astroworld was being so hyped up. You know, for Travis Scott, Kylie Jenner, they're like a big thing. So,
which I don't understand that, but that's another show. But his Mac Miller, like what he did in that, like you should listen to the song Self Care. Like, it's so many different, like, beats in that. And then it's like a 7-minute song, 6-minute song. And he switches the beat, like, a bunch of times, switches his flow. So if an artist can do that, then it's just, like, you're on another level.
Yeah,
but obviously, people have their own, like, rhythm and stuff. But,
A lot of people are so dry with it. They don't, they just sound so, they don't put any enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you don't even have to be a good singer. That song I put, everyone's mm-hmm. like, dang, I didn't know you could sing. And it's like, I mean.
Is it auto-tune?
It's not, so it, there is a little bit of auto-tune, mm-hmm. but without the melody. So if you don't have that melody, so mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have, you can be the worst singer, but if you can put together a melody, it sounds good on a mic right. if you just have the right engineer. Mm-hmm. And my cousin, like I was saying, he's an up-and-coming engineer, and he's mm-hmm. phenomenal. He's been doing it 2 years. He's already worked with, like, T Grizzly, mm-hmm. You know, local Detroit artists, you know, yeah. pretty big artists, though. And, you know, it's, yeah, man, he makes me sound a lot better than I actually do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, that's music, dude. That's there, a yeah. lot of people. A lot of people are like that, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of singers, without that mic, they're not that good.
Not
know?
At all. So, but, yeah, I think we're getting ready to wrap it up. So, like I said, the next trip is going to be hopefully next week. Like I said, I got pushed back. We're supposed to leave tonight.
Okay.
But we're going to be filming everything. So you'll see it on our Instagram. We're going to start promoting a lot more. Our Twitter, Instagram is up now. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if I set up Facebook or not, honestly. But we're going to start actually promoting now. I'm trying to get more time.
Right.
I've just been working lately, so it's like kind of hard to get into it a little bit. But I'm actually going to like be more... not just dedicated, but actually like active with it.
Yeah, know? Man, that's the thing. You gotta, that's the sucky part about doing yeah. what you gotta, you know, what you love. You gotta yeah. work on
so
this.
So I might not
time.
Be able to chill with friends sometimes because I gotta make up this entire poster, get this interview together with somebody I'm going to out, see out in LA or whatever. So,
right.
Yeah, we'll call it at that. Like I said, everybody, have a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. Thank you.
Signing off.